But what we're going to do now is go to the general manager's report on WBAI's finances, which is what we should be here for. Berthold Reimers, please take it away. And Mr.
Timekeeper,
this is for 30 minutes.
Yes.
30 minutes. Go ahead, Berthold.
I'll be very fast. WBAI has $4,000 in the bank. We received $10,600. From a major donor, and then so we're able to pay 2 months of rent at $388. The money was specifically for that. And right now we are on race again to make payroll, $20,000, four times square, $17,000, and consultant we didn't pay, plus coming in, on the 31st, about $8,000. So between now and the 31st, we are to make $45,000. So that we can not be solvent, but so that we can meet some of the basic bills. We've had two great days of $6,000 and $7,000. It was all there in all, basically. And today we kind of I try to switch it up a little bit, play something else, and we only have $2,200. For you who are new on this committee, the WBI's goal is to raise $3,250 a day every day. We do 2 or 3 hours of fundraising per day. We try not to have them consecutive so that we can keep our listenership. So that's what that is. To reiterate, people ask, sometimes they say that they think I embellish things or do not embellish things. But the bottom line is that what I might say today might be totally different from what I say tomorrow or next week. We have a 15-day cycle. Every 15 day, we start at zero, and then we based on how much money we raise for the first 4 or 5 days, we know that if it's going to be a good 15-day cycle or not. If we have a few days of $5,000, $3,000, $4,000, then we're going to make payroll with no problem and on time, which we have been making for the past year or so. There's a lot of, exaggeration of payroll meeting. We've met payroll for a long time now, and also health benefits. So we just made health benefits today. So we made payroll and health benefits for this month. And then we are on a race to make payroll again for the 31st of this month. I see $264,000 on the income statement. I hate to go with this, but I've refrained from sending out my QuickBooks, but my QuickBooks numbers show me $42,000 less. So I'm going to have to spend some time looking at what it is that is being recorded or not recorded that I have wrong. That's a big difference. We did have $10,600 given to us in February again for 2 months of rent also. So I did not see that in the income statement. So maybe it's not recorded. Maybe it's recorded differently. So that's something to think about. Basically, as I say all the time, we have new good premium. We make money. When we do not have new good premium, we don't make money. It is that simple. And it's the whole fundraising and all that thing is not that complicated. If we have a fundraising premium, we make money. If we do not have, we don't make money. And we do not have too many fundraising premiums. We have Gavin Orr, Christine Blasio, we have some Tony Bates, Uncle Dr. Ty, Mimi and Dr. McIntyre. I may miss a few others here and there, but that's basically it. And, so that is the dilemma of WBAI. When I put that out there, I was attacked by some board members. And so, and then I'm asked, why am I not managing the producers? I'm just pointing out facts, and I'm attacked by so it's very difficult to manage and to get this thing going. And to come up with some positive messages and talk about business solutions when that's what happens. I did send you the outstanding payables, and you can see for yourself where we are. Basically, WBI, you know, we are short about $28,000 a month, maybe a little less than that. $29,000 according to the income statement by the national office, and according to me, it's more like $25,000. That $25,000 is basically central service. It's $16,890 to Pacific National Office and $4,222 to Pacific Radio Archives. So that's about $22,000. So we are short the money that we need to pay the National Office just about per month. We have an event coming up in October the 12th at SOBs. That should raise us some money. Gary Noll is having a retreat, and that retreat is geared towards whatever money is raised to pay for premiums. So that would, premium is one of the things that, you know, we leave last when we are in money trouble. So that would force us to take care of that. We still have $15,000 of grant/ advertising money, I don't know how to say it, coming in, $5,000 from a bequest and $10,000 from the PSA we put for the Vision Zero, which is an ad that we did for the city, letting people know to be careful crossing the street. One fatality an accident is not acceptable. So we were playing that regularly once a day, Monday to Friday. And we got $5,000 for 2 months, for 2 months in a row. We still haven't received that money. It is slow. So the $15,000 would go directly towards, of course, paying for that. Besides that, that's basically all I have. We are doing phone cards. We are doing flyers. And that's also generating all kinds of irrational comments. And then I'll go into that. We have a lot of strips at WBI. We have the 7 a.m. strip. We have Democracy Now. We have Gary Noll. We have Leonard Lopez. We're supposed to have a health strip at 2 o'clock. It's not set yet. We have a 5 o'clock strip, and then we have a music strip. The 5 o'clock strip is the only one that is actually complete and has been there for quite a while. Solid. It has 5 different producers and 5 different shows, but it's the same theme. So I felt that if I was going to start promoting WBI or at least try something, I would start with that. And I did that. I was accused, me, the black man, of choosing the strip where there were 5 white people doing the shows. I think it's irrational throughout BAI. We have so many strips. I mean, a 4 p.m. strip is a black woman, to tell the truth. A 3 p.m. strip is almost all black people. You know, I mean, the fact that we've been talking about that to me is very ridiculous. We do have a variety of people. 7 a.m. strip, we have, an Arab American, I believe Palestinian. We have a Latino, and we have a black woman out of 5 people. That's true. I don't think it's complete because by the Friday show does not really match with that strip, so I didn't want to promote that. I think that was a mistake how we did that. And so a 5 o'clock strip talks about New York City. We talk about New York politics. We are talking about policies, politicians. We have them on the air, on the record. It's New York City, New York State. We try to cover the boroughs. Not good enough. We need to cover more boroughs and then the surrounding of New York City and actually even New Jersey, because New Jersey is like right around there. We're not doing that enough. But I think that was the most representative content issue oriented strip that we have that represent really who we are and what we do. And so I think that's the strip that can attract money from politicians, from city council, from whomever is New York-centric, and it's from the New York metropolitan area. And that's what we did. But we will continue to build other strips, and we will continue to see how we can do other cards that would reflect different shows. And I do believe that, you know, when you do cards and when you do targeting marketing, you have to target audience. You cannot just talk about WBI. I think that's a mistake. I think we target audience, bring them to listen, and then they can discover WBAI. I remember Delphine Blues, for example, was one person that used to bring a lot of listeners to WBAI. It was a music show at 10 o'clock in the morning on Thursdays or Fridays. So we have to target audience and then get them to understand who we are and what we do. That is my report. If I miss anything, just let me know, and then I'm up to answer questions. Concerning the budget, what I would say is that I will have a budget for you before the next meeting. Budget doesn't really change. It's the same thing over except for revenue. I will reduce the revenue because now I have a better understanding of the money that comes in from fundraising versus breaking down the BI buddies. And the David Rothenberg Theater tickets, so I can pause that. And so if I take all that out of the main revenue, I can really have the real listener revenue. And I will send that to the finance committee so that you can understand what it is that we are facing, and then why we are where we are, and then what the realistic budget is, and what needs to be done to increase our revenue, basically by $35,000 a month. That's what we need. $35,000 a month, we would be in a very good situation. Done.
Okay. Jim to the stock. Well, our poll goes first. The first thing is, you're talking about a budget. When do you think you could have a draft budget to present to the committee?
I will send you a draft budget within the next 7 days so that you can have it ready, and so that I send my email. I want you guys to take ownership of it and send email and questions back and forth to the committee and to me so that we can have something that's more acceptable to you, so that when we have our next meeting, we'll be way into that budget.
Okay, you do, hold on, everybody. So you do understand that we really can't do the whole thing that way. We have to discuss this in public and all of that. So it'll have to be at a committee. So you're saying in 7 days you can send us a draft budget for FY23?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll hold you to that. And, okay, the other thing in here is, you talked about the zero vision thing. Now, you're saying we still haven't been paid the, what is it, $5,000 we're owed on that?
It's $5,000 for June and $5,000 for July, I believe.
So it's a total of $10,000 we haven't been paid yet.
Yeah.
You sure we're going to get paid on that? You sure we're not getting stiffed?
No, we're getting paid. City agencies, they take a long time.
Oh, okay. It's just bureaucracy.
Have their new budget set up yet, so we have no idea if we're going to get to get that business next fiscal year, which would be great.
Okay, and the I had something else here that has actually slipped, and it's in a whole bunch of different notes here. Okay. There it is. The AP, that's 1.13 right now.
Yeah.
Well, so it's a little lower.
By 29,000, which is the central service that we're not paying yet. I mean, we have a bequest that we're waiting on, but we have no idea how much it
right.
is.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. But the AP is a little bit, the accounts payable is a little bit lower, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know. All right. We'll do a stack. Please, who wants to either comment or ask questions for the general manager?
Jim Dingman.
Is Liana Costa?
Dingman. Adriana Kasanov. Anybody else want to comment on the general manager's report or ask questions of the general manager?
Daryl, make sure to for the staff.
Okay, Daryl Pearson. Anybody else?
Can you hear me speaking? Can anyone
Who's
hear
that?
Me? Doreen Roberts.
Doreen.
Roberts. Anybody else?
James.
James Sagerton. Okay. Anybody else?
Mac.
Who's that?
Matt
Mazza?
Yes.
Matt Mazza. Okay, anybody else? All right, why don't we have a list here, so we'll just start up from all of this. First is Jim Dingman. Go ahead.
All right. I'm looking at an email I just received from the Pacific Safety Net that calls for the takedown of WBAI. They're asking for mass support. It's dated August 17th, and it's asking for mass support from listeners in the entire network, including, obviously, the Bay Area. So just to alert people to that. Now, Bertolt, I want to ask you about the question of premiums. You know, we always hear that some of the producers would like to be able to pitch their shows to have a more traditional fundraising drive. Can you discuss in more granular detail the problems you're having in having producers generate shows, generate premiums or thank you gifts for their shows? Because I have to tell people here, at the national level, at some point there's going to be some repercussions about all this not going on at the local level, and I just want to know what we're doing about this. What are the drawbacks? What are the things going forward that you can bring to us that has to do with, you know, letting all the other shows try to raise money too? Thank you.
So, all right, thank you for that question. I mean, you know, I'm just getting tired of talking about this. So I'll tell you basically. It's very easy. We have new good premium. We make money. We do not have new good premium. We don't make money. We have been increasing listenership. That's a good sign. That's very positive. And people should be encouraged by the idea that when we have new good premium, we make money. And when we don't have new good premium, we don't make money. Now, what is the policy of WBI management? Every show on WBAI is preempted once a month. So if you have a show, if you have a one-hour show, so once a month you are preempted. So you do three shows out of four, and then the fourth week or whatever week it is, you are preempted for a one-hour fund drive. I would rather you, producer, for that trip, to do a fundraising and come up with a premium or concept or whatever it is that's related to your show, so that it's not out of a theme or something related to your show, and then you pitch. Normally, when we put a fund drive, we would like to get like $1,500 for that hour. So you have 3 hours, that $2,500, you know, $1,200, up or something like that. That puts us closer to $2,250. However, if you are doing a fundraising at that hour for your show, and you raise like $300-$400, I am extremely happy. And we want producers to constantly, regularly raise money, pitch to raise money. If they could do $100 per show, whatever show it is, a fundraising or not fundraising show, that would be best. also, we encourage producers to go out there and get a certain amount of BAI buddy, which is to stand donors. You know, I always say that I think it's easy for someone to go and get some family members, some friends, some coworkers, and all of that to say, support my show. Donate $10 a month towards my show if you get like 20, 30 people. So you are bringing in $300 a month for your show. If every single show did that, to bring your friends, your cousins, your enemies, whatever, bring $10, $15 a month. We average $15 per month for sustained donations. And then we do not even do a good job at managing it because we are short of staff. But, you know, we're doing enough jobs sending those people emails, thanking them, sending them a tote bag and stuff like that, that they understand the value of BI and then continue to give. We generate $18,000 a month in that. But can you imagine if we triple that? Because, you know, we have shows that have zero, and we have shows like that Leonard Lopez that has a higher, and then it's Gary Noll, and it's Christian Blaser, and then Democracy Now!, and then it's always the same. Gary Noll, number one, Blasville, two, Tony Bates, and Take Charge of Your Health, Tony Bates and Felipe Luciano, Building Bridges, David Rothenberg, Sojourner Truth, Out of Mind, I mean, it's a few others, Tony Bates and Dr. Kokai, Quantum Medicine. These are the shows that are actually raising money. We have a model that works really well for us. Leonard Lopez has four shows a week or five shows a week, it depends. And he brings in people with books, and he interviews them, and he offers the book. You donate $50 in the name of my show, and we'll send you that those books. They come straight from the publishers. If we could duplicate that model, that would be great, because he's doing a regular show, a very interesting about the book, on different book like the Davos Man, the people who control the rich man who control the world, and you know, you have strong content, and then you generate like $200-$300 per show, and we don't do anything. We just send the list of people and their address, and then the publisher sends it straight to them. So that is in a gross picture of where we're going. One of the things that I say all the time is everyone is like, well, we don't like the 52-week schedule, but nobody likes the 30-day schedule either. Nobody likes anything. Nobody comes up with an alternative. My point is this. We can barely come up with two good premiums per day that are different or new or three to raise $3,250. But we think we can come up with premiums to pitch for 8 hours a day, 30 days in a row, to raise about $9,000 per day. That's like dreaming. You know, this system is keeping us alive. It's giving us time to breathe. When we do not do well one day or 2 days or a week, we can beef up the next week to see if we can make up for it and keep up. You know, what we have not been able to do is to increase by like 10-15% what we are doing consistently so that we could generate that extra $20,000-$30,000 minute per month to $20,000 minute per month, you know, to so that we can pay central service. You know, to tell you exactly how it goes, Gary Noll, between April 1st 2021 and June 2022 has raised $370,000 for BAI. That's an average of $23,000. That's 26% of the money we make. Kristen Blasio has raised $185,000, 14% of our salary. Tony Bates and those different shows has raised a good amount also. It's 14% of our revenue, and then, you know, and that's to give credit to the Church of Your Health, Felipe Luciano, Dr. Kokai, Quantum Medicine, and so on. So these are like the big heavy hitters. And, you know, if we could get 3 more people like that, or if we could get 10 more people who do 10 times less, 5 times less, we would be in good shape. And, you know, that is the challenge. The challenge is how do you manage it? How do you get it going? How do you promote it? How do you train producers to pitch? Because it's a skill, and it's a learned skill. Some people are good at it. Some people discover they're good at it. And we do not have the staff. We don't have too many people who know how to pitch, to train them how to pitch. And so, you know, the producers also, you know, need help. And that is the situation we are at. And I think WBI would thrive. We have great programming. We have a good grid. We pace the fundraising. And we just need a few more grants. And we need also each show to bring in like $300 a month as BI Buddy Sustain or on air. And then we would be all right. All of this, by the way, is charted. It's on spreadsheets. Linda and I, we're analyzing. We're looking at the listenership. We're looking at online. By the way, WBI is the only station in the network right now which has the Arbitron tracking our online listenership because we've had gotten a second encoder, which is free, that we have installed from CPB, Arbitron, and then tracking our listenership. So we can add that to our listenership, and that will help us meet CPB requirement listenership. I strongly recommend that all other stations do that because that would increase their listenership and help us, the network, to get CPB money again.
Okay.
I'm done. I spoke too much.
All right. Next is Adriana Kasanov.
Thank you, sir. Hi, Mr. Hadberto. Adriana,
hi.
I'm from Houston. I have some question. I will try to do it fast and then you can answer. The first question is about the P&L. What is the date of the last P&L that you have? And if you have it, can you send it to us? The second question is, obviously you have an ETA that is doing your book, your accounting, right? I want to know how, if you are up to date, recording or accounting for the money that came in, right? That I think that is, I'm part of the audit committee, the secretary of the audit committee, and we know that some of the stations, even today, they are not up to date. And that will slow down everything, and I really worry because the money that comes to the stations should be recorded immediately, and we know that it's not happening on some of the stations. The other question is about the sideband. Do you have any sideband? And if it is, are those money credit? I know that the one that receives it normally is the central office, but is your station being credit with some of that money that your own station generates? Okay? Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay.
Everybody hold on a second. Let me answer a part of this. The profit and loss we have is to June 30th, okay? And as for accounting for the money, that's done by NETA, the National Educational Telecommunications Association. And what BAI does, it's one of the stations that does not have a business manager. So management scans in all of the stuff that NETA needs to account for everything, and that goes directly into NETA, and their business management software takes care of that stuff. So we really have NETA doing the accounting for WBAI. Alrighty.
Yes, I know that, but that's why I said till when you will have it, because I think that we will have NETA and ETA till the end of September only, but my question is if the information is being sent daily, how that is being sent to NETA? in Taiwan today.
Bert Holtz can answer that.
Thank you.
Right, let me step in. All right, so we have two substations that are supposed to be rented to some pretty reactionary religious organization, and that money goes directly to the national office. I don't see it. I have no idea how much it is. We don't get any credit for it. So that's that. Also, I think that from what I've heard, that we could have taken those and negotiated higher prices, but that's not done by WBI. That has been taken away from us ever since I started as the general manager. You know, that's something that was managed by the national office, and they kept it away from us. So that's that. Second, as far as receipts and stuff like that, so let me go to a list of things that we do at WBAI. As you may not know, I am the business manager, the treasurer, and all, not the treasurer, but whatever it is, at WBAI. The way we set up WBAI is any single money that comes in, pledge or whatsoever, it goes straight into our Chase bank account or straight to our PayPal. Malik, I'm on the phone. So they go to PayPal, and so PayPal again is money is cash in, and then you just basically once a month or depending on, you know, whatever the 15th and the 30th, we just transfer the money from PayPal to Chase Bank. We have very few money that comes in as checks. They go to the station, and then Matt Mazza will also collect them and make copies of them, and then we take them to deposit at the bank. And you know, usually also those, you know, we share with NEDA. As far as the receipts, ever since COVID came in, I basically do not really go to the station once a week or twice a week. And I sometimes, when I go to the station, I'm spending 4 or 5 hours. I'm really doing work. And then scanning things have not been a priority. And I did not like the scanning system of NEDA. So Julia established an email, netaonline@wbi.org, where they can get all the receipts. All the receipts, by the way, 90%, over 99% of them are in the QuickBook. So you can anybody can go in there and find them when they're looking for them. But those also, whenever somebody sends an email, that email is forwarded to netaonline@wbi.org or something like that, or wbi@netaonline.org, something like that. And then Julia actually eventually gets it. Do I miss some bills sometimes? Yes. I will always miss them because I get 2,200 emails a day, you know. Julia has asked, NEDA, I keep on saying Julia, but NEDA, Julia and NEDA, have access to our bank account, so they can see all the money coming in and all the payment going out. We basically do not cut check anymore. If I have to cut a check, I go to the bank and I have a withdrawal and cut a certified check and then scan it and send it out because I want to get those checks. I think we have only one or two vendors that we have to send checks to, otherwise there's no more check. Everything is transaction online. All of those vendors, we pay them either through PayPal, we pay them through wire transfer, or to Zelle. Like the consultants are to Zelle because it's cheap and free. So NEDA has access to that. They have access to our QuickBook. Our QuickBook is reconciled to the Chase bank account, and so every single and any money that goes into Chase is automatically updated into QuickBook, into the different accounts. So therefore, I'm not sure what you are talking about, but this is what we do here.
No, I was
time.
Hold on. I think Berthold has given an answer there, and time has been called. If people want to continue discussing this with the general manager, somebody needs to make a motion to extend the time for this item.
Move to extend 15 minutes.
Okay.
And to ask the GM to moderate
okay.
his
responses. Hold on. The motion is to extend the time for this item by 15 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we are extended. Mr. Timekeeper, I make it 2046.
Okay.
The,
yes, may I finish, Mr. Chair?
Oh, boy, you're not finished yet? Okay, please finish up.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, Mr. Reimers, Bertolt, I was not saying that you do that. I asked how up-to-date was that, because we realized that a lot of stations are not. I'm not talking specifically about you. I'm not accusing you of anything at all. And another thing that I want to say, I want you to remember that we are the ones that support WBAI. We're still supporting WBAI. I hope that everybody in WBAI know who are the ones that want to close WBAI and who are the ones that defend WBAI. I hope that when the time comes by, you will defend us, like we are supporting WBAI too. Okay, that's what I want all of you to know. Sometimes I see people, you know, acting and voting with the people that the only thing that they want is close your station down. And we know what happened. We cannot let that to happen. Okay?
Thank you. Okay. The next person on the stack is Daryl McPherson.
Can I answer that
problem? Well, okay.
No.
Was there something you needed to answer in that? She's hoping we support her and she supports us. I don't know if there's a question there, but why don't we let Daryl McPherson go right now, okay?
Okay.
So, Daryl McPherson, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Kurtel, just so that I'm touching all the bases, one, would you consider asking the program director to have the producers and the announcers to provide good search with BAI as their cause of choice? That also goes for Amazon Smile and PayPal. If we're unregistered in those two places, we need to get registered. If people use those platforms, ask them to put BAI in as a cause of choice. KPFT, I believe, is a PayPal recipient, and we still have $1,400 hanging around in Good Search. The beauty of Good Search is that at a penny a search, 1 million searches gets us $10,000. I think that could help your budget planning. And I believe Felipe Luciano had on the Chancellor of the Board of Education, if we get every school child just in the grades, the million school children that are in the school system to do one search for BAI, you got $10,000. Would it be helpful to have the listeners know what amount is required every day for the station to thrive and then get updates throughout the day as to how much money is being raised and how much more money needs to be done? And could you also consider using a different bank than Chase, since it's got more blood on its hands than Henry Kissinger?
Bertolt, are you answering any of that?
Yeah, well, you know, we have told the producers about Good Search and producers meeting. We have a staff meeting tomorrow. I'll mention that again. I do believe that Serene is, like, doing due diligence to get the money from Good Search. As far as Chase is concerned, name me a bank that doesn't have blood on their hands. Citibank, you know, stole money from Haiti, the gold. So, there's, you know, I think it's sophomorical to think that we're going to take a get a bank. I was actually looking at a bank in Harlem that I was talking to. They do not have the capacity to do some of the things that I need to do because we do everything to my laptop, my cell phone. I just paid health benefits to my cell phone, and it's impossible to, to do that with those with small banks, Carver Bank. So as far as the lady from the other station, thank you very much. We will always support the non-selling of any station.
Come on.
We will be against that. And also, I've been trying to suggest that they use some of the WBAI model of raising money daily. I think KPFK is suffering the same thing the WBAI was suffering. We do not have enough premium to raise money, and so therefore they are suffering. And so what we did is we do it every day, and then because we do daily fundraising instead of a 30-day. We are keeping some of our listeners. If we do a 30-day fundraising, a lot of people say, you know what, I'll be back in 30 days. In 30 days is enough to change habits. In 30 days, nobody comes back, and then we lose it. The entire network, we lose a third of our listenership per year. I have yet to analyze the data, but I have the feeling that at the WBI that doesn't happen anymore because once somebody is listening to a fund drive, they know that within 45 minutes, they're going to listen to some solid programming, for an hour or two or three before they get another hour of fundraising. So I'm strongly suggesting that other stations like KPFK is struggling with this station does try that, even if on the side, until they can increase their revenue.
Okay. We're still doing the stack here, but I need to make a fast thing of is Anita Hawkins here? Is Mario Mastrandrea here? Neither one. And I need to make the announcement again. While attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI local station board that for the local finance committee that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the local finance committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting. Is there anyone who has not identified themselves yet who wants to identify themselves to become a member? And again, you don't have to identify yourself at the meeting if you don't want to become a member. Anybody who wants to identify themselves?
Nancy identified herself. You do have me, right?
Yeah, I have your name down. Anybody who hasn't done it yet? Okay. Hearing none, we'll just move right on here. The next person on the stack is Serene Roberts. Go ahead.
Okay. Question for, thank you, Mr. General Manager. Is the Friday morning what's going on slot now a paid slot?
Yeah.
So, and how was the person who was placed there identified? This came after the other four slots had been announced.
Yeah, that's, basically the program director who had identified someone who was very successful at making money. Morning on a Sunday morning where it's it's not a good time, and that's what I do not agree with that. I think I have other ideas to identify that slot, but that's the way it is.
you know.
Okay, so that's the kind of secret hiring that takes place in Pacifica, where people aren't told there's an opening and there's an opportunity to apply, and suddenly you turn around and someone is in it. That's what I was referring to when the LSB in Houston was not informed that its national board members had made a move on the general manager, and suddenly their local board chair became the volunteer IGM in a position that was never advertised to the full LSB or to the full staff as being available. That kind of policy within Pacifica, it's unethical. Okay, there's
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
I'm speaking.
This is not a question. This is not
all
a question.
Right.
She's dictating.
This is a statement about her interpretation of a personnel issue.
All right.
And
Jim, we can all disagree with each other. And she gets to say something you disagree with. So she said it. And
can I get on the stack, Paul?
Okay, hold on, folks. We have a stack. And if people want to get on the stack, they can get on the stack, and we can just talk and talk. All right? So let's not interrupt each other. And, yeah, you know, you may disagree with what somebody says, but that's just something we're going to have to put up with each other. Okay. Is Serene Roberts done?
No. May I continue?
Well, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Thanks. Thank you. So, Berthel, the $500 a month, how much money did we get? Did we get $11,000
for which? Vision Zero?
For the Vision Zero, yeah.
$10,000. $5,000 per month, but, you know, the new budget, we're not sure we're going to get any more money. It would be nice to get $5,000 a month.
Well,
and
I actually heard maybe 3 weeks ago that the Adams administration had gone through a backlog of contracts for nonprofits and released money. So I don't know why we didn't get ours yet, but someone needs to pick up the phone and make a call perhaps and find out where's the money for June, where's the money for July, and we're approaching the end of August. I mean, it's a good thing to give people advice on how to cross the street and how to drive, but if it is a paid thing, then we would like to have that payment. We kind of need the money. So someone should follow up on that. I also wanted to know, you talked about money coming in from particular programs, but, you know, many producers don't seem to have any idea what kind of money is being generated, and part of the incentive, if you will, in addition to helping, you know, to contributing for the expenses, is that you want to know that what you're saying has some effect. So what are you going to do to systemize feedback to producers about what they're raising during their pitches? I mean, preferably in real time, but at least at the end of the week, someone should know, you know, you made X number or whatever the case is. That's one question. The other part of that question is that you seem to have broken down the cost of the 168 hours per week or whatever the monthly equivalent of that would be, and said each hour needs to yield such and such an amount. But, of course, you know, there are times when my being on the air at 10 a.m. as opposed to 3 a.m. make a very big difference. So what is the plan for trying to make that a more intelligent system?
I have the answer.
Well, that's good because I asked the question. Go ahead.
All right. So I have a question that I'm with Linda right now working on. And basically what we're doing is we're looking at the time, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., going all the way down, and, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So we have every hour. And so the first thing we did, we were fundraising, prime time, grading. So we are trying to do this ourselves. For example, 5 would be graded 2. Versus 6 a.m. would be graded 6. So in other words, If we expect the 5 a.m. to raise $250 per hour, the 8 a.m. would be expected, a scam would be expected to raise $400. We are playing with it because we need to really get the stats so that we can know what prime time is versus, you know, 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. And so that's the first thing. Then we have program focus, format, communities is addressed, social media, spread, podcast, Nielsen number, market share, online, EI Buddy numbers, Buddy dollar amount, favorite show donation, and premium. All that is a revenue. You know, and so that's basically what we are doing. You know, we have
time.
And then we are populating that spreadsheet. It's very difficult because a lot of work, definitely, and I, we are doing June, you know, before you know it, July is already, you know, due. So we might just focus on 1 or 2 months and not all the months. As far as the feedback for the producers, we have the BI Buddy list we generated. We email them to the staff, all of the staff. They can see who is where and what. How much money they bring in. The one thing that's not really generating that we don't get to generate as much is the favorite show. But the amount of money favorite show brings in is very little. The problem is we have to have the webmaster write the programs to run those because it's more complicated. I used to be able to do this by previous
stuff.
Right. Yeah, but now
time, Bertold, time is being called, so. If we're going to continue in this, we need another motion to extend.
Okay. I'm not to extend.
I want to get on the stack now, and you know, so I would suggest a time. Give us a time. How much time do we want to put on here?
Our Paul, 15 minutes. A motion to extend for 15 minutes.
All right, it's a motion to extend for 15 minutes.
Find
it what is the point of information at this point?
How many people are on the stack?
Well, let's see. Right now, 3, since I just added myself to the bottom of the stack.
Oh, please ask Nancy or a public comment.
I would want to be on stack.
We don't do public comment like that. The public gets to talk. Almost everybody talking on here is public, so it doesn't work like an LSB meeting. There's no public comment time. If you want to get on the stack.
But it is in the bylaws.
Well, okay, not here.
Nancy,
bylaws don't cover this.
You have the same bylaws we have.
Wait. He's saying you can just.
Please stop. Are you going to try and disrupt the meeting here, lady?
I'm asking for a public comment or permission to speak.
You have permission. You can give your name. But before that, we have motion to extend the time by 15 minutes, or nobody's going to get to speak. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 15 minutes? Hearing none. We are extended. Mr. Timekeeper, it is 21:04. I'll say again. If people want to get on a stack, they may. And next is, let me go back. James Sagerton. Sagerton, go ahead.
Thank you, Chip.
You're next.
Thank you. First I want to say, since the previous speaker got in her second whack on the idea that the executive director has done something secretive, there's no obligation to post for an interim position.
Point of order, the chair.
And if
excuse
I make
excuse me, you don't like what he says, he doesn't like what you say, we won't just say our stuff. Don't try to point of order him out of saying something.
Mr.
James Sagerton, please continue the way we let everybody else continue.
Point of order.
Thank you, Arpaul. Okay, so I want to ask Bertold.
But I cannot raise a question about his behavior.
What's the point of order?
He doesn't get to disparage me. He can give his version of the truth. but he doesn't get to characterize me.
He didn't characterize you. He characterized something. He disagreed with something that was said. So your point of order is not well taken. James Sagerton, you have the floor. Please go ahead.
You're right.
Thank you, Chair. So I want to ask Berthold, we had two very successful days today. I think Monday was 6,000. Tuesday was over 7,000. And I noted that most of that was from Gary Noel. I think the red and green, the usual red and green stuff. I just want to ask him to speculate, because I don't think he can do more than that, about why that was more successful. I want to ask him about the strategy of teaming experienced pitchers with the hosts. In this case, I think it was Catherine Davis, who was teamed with Gary Noel. And he got some very good results from that. But we know that the green stuff and the red stuff are old premiums. They've been utilized a lot. But they, all of a sudden, they're successful. So I guess some of it is luck of the draw, you know, this weird confluence of circumstances. But I think some of it is also teaming those experienced pitchers with the hosts. So could you just give a little analysis of that and explain maybe a little bit about why suddenly the green stuff and the red stuff did so well, just kind of out of the blue here?
All right. So I'd like to think of myself as an expert on WBAI. However, everything I'm saying is speculative, because there's enough, we don't have money and data to statistically analyze stuff. We just feel it. We just see it all the time. The first thing is that the red and green stuff have not been offered for quite a while. Second, it was offered really well. It was a good presentation. It was set up more as an informal explanation of the qualities of these things, and then there was very little pitching in it. And so if the product is good and it gives you, like, and I'm also experienced is anything that's for your health, for people to not get old, to not die, get rich, they are a lot more successful. We have premiums that we have offered, like economic update premium. We have the reset premium, Davos, which is a mixture of conspiracy and a reality. The conspiracy that is actually true, the rich men in Davos are planning how to run the world. And we had a guy from the New York Times who followed them around and wrote a book. It did okay. It should have done great. So health, semi-conspiracy, that kind of stuff works a lot more. Anything that helps people in their lives works a lot more. Second, you know, if we haven't made something for a while, that means there must be a few new listeners or listeners who did get those things, ran out of them, and wanted to get them again. So then also there was Catherine Davis that I have asked specifically to work with me and to start working with producers to pitch to raise money. And now we have had those things planned. And that's basically all I can say. I throw it against the wall all the time, and sometimes it works really well. I mean, we just played the Kristen Blasdale, start your own internet, whatever, did not do well. Didn't make $1. Sometimes they make money, like, Wealth and Happiness. Kristen Blasdale made a lot of money. So the more premium, the better, because the more premium means they are new. Political premiums do not seem to do well. It's health premium. It's always been like that. Always been like that for the past 30 years, from my understanding. Conspiracy theory premiums, 9/11, things like that. These are the things that work. So when people ask me, why are you playing these things? Well, these are the ones who bring us money. If we are playing the things that I think I like, we would make no money. That Davos man, I tried to play it a few times more than I should have. Didn't make us money. Did I answer your questions, or you wanted me to go deeper into this?
No, I think that's a pretty good answer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Unless you want to.
Okay. Next person is Matt Mazur.
Okay, very good. By the way, James, just a comment on the Gary Null Red and Green stuff. If you listen to the whole show today, he said that he added something. He changed the formula a little bit, and he put some new stuff in there. So that's possibly a reason why, you know, it did better today. So for that. And I also suggest these premiums, the political ones, are for education. Now, I say some of the people, anyone from the Finance Committee who wants to listen to some of them, they are amazing from the standpoint of education. Education is part of the mission statement of the Pacifica Foundation. So it's not money, but education. And people are not, these days, people are not as interested in education, I guess. But Mimi's premiums, they're phenomenal. Anyone who wants to hear what I contact me, you'll see what I'm saying. Look at any one of these. Yes, they get money, but it's, you would never get enough these discs, products, just to run the station. It has to be subsidized by some outside source, major donors, CPB money, or what have you. But from a standpoint, they our programming.
Okay, thank you.
Listen to
thank
something.
You, Matt. You should stay in my office instead of being in the premium room, because you're waking up all the time because there's less internet back there.
Okay. Oh, I don't know. This is bad. Now,
all right, you are breaking up a little bit, Matt.
Okay. Anyway, the purpose is education, not money. But, you know, you would have to get some from an outside source, you know, to really make it work. But these premiums are phenomenal. And anybody that wants to hear any of them, I suggest you listen to some of them. And that's my comments.
Okay.